Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code?
76656.
All right, thank you, ma'am. May I ask your name?
Lynette Ranley.
Excuse me, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Can you go ahead and verify your address for security purposes, please?
1028 State Highway 320, the city is Lot, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. We're ahead of schedule. I'm waiting on your account information to come up. This is due to that contest entry, ma'am. Tell you where you entered into that contest, and it was for that Dyson. And it says that. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
That's what it's for?
Yes, ma'am. It's a contest entry. And there was a meal plan app that came along with it that came through to your email. And it's an app that focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings.
A meal plan?
Yes, ma'am.
Was I supposed to get something or what?
Yes, ma'am. It came through to your email. And it was an app that focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, and carb craving.
So, did I get anything for it, or was it just an app that was put on my phone?
It was an app that came through to your email.
I'm sorry, say again.
I'm sorry, it was an app that came through to your email.
So, I paid $59 for a app that was on my phone?
That came along with that contest entry, yes, ma'am.
Okay, but wasn't I supposed to get a Dyson?
Yes, ma'am. They do weekly drawings for those Dysons. When you first got that brochure, it was a contest entry.
Okay, well, am I going to be charged another $59 for something else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, how do I get this app off of my phone? Or I don't.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, so I don't know what it is.
That's where it came through to your app. In your email, it's a link you'll click on.
And where is it from?
Bites Hub.
I'm sorry.
Bites Hub. Excuse me.
Say that again.
B as in boy. B as in boy. ITESHUB. Bites Hub.
Okay, I have not seen that.
Yes, ma'am. I got you canceled out.
You have me what?
I got you canceled out, man.
But I still owe the $59.89.
Give me 1 second. Yes, ma'am. Any charge that has cleared through the account, I can't do anything with. And this account was created back in April. It just billed you again in March. Yes, ma'am. In May.
They billed me again in when?
In May.
Okay. So how much was, so I got billed again in May?
Yes, ma'am, it's a recurring charge.
So every month I'll get a bill for $59.89?
That is correct, yes, ma'am, unfortunately.
How do I get out of that?
Well, you know, I can get you $25 taken off if you did want to continue with it.
You can get me $25 taken off if what? I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
I can get you $25 taken off of that $59.89 if you did want to continue.
Oh, I do not want to continue this because I don't know what it is.
All right, yes, ma'am. Well, I generate your cancellation code. I wanted you to know that. All right, give me 1 second, please. Oh my God. Man, the phone calls, they know that's so long. Who's waiting?